We've got some very special guests joining us in the studio right now. They have just come back from Adelaide and they have achieved some amazing feats over there. We have to say a big welcome to Ed Meddings. We've got Zoe Schneider and we've got Coach Mark Stahl here as well. Stahl, wonderful. Jules. All joining us in the studio, and you've just come back from the swimming championships. How was that, Zoe?
Oh, definitely a massive rollercoaster of emotions, but it was a lovely experience and all, like, the learning, and I'm definitely going to be taking away some things and bring it to training.
That's, like, you sound very well media trained.
It was media trained, yeah, great answers.
That was perfect. I love that. So tell us, what did the, like, this is the biggest comp for the entire year that you've just come back from?
Yep.
And what have you won? What did you achieve? Like, you're like the best in the country, so you like qualified for certain races and everything, right?
Yep.
So what were the races that you swam in? Like, what's your favourite one?
Oh, 100 butterfly.
100 butterfly.
Yeah.
That's quite a tricky one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Butterflies are real. That's where you like kind of jump out the water, right?
Yeah. That's quite tricky. And you're not doing it with fins or anything, are you?
No.
All right. Amazing. And 15 years old.
How 13. Long?
13. Oh, wow. I thought you were 15. That's amazing. Okay.
It's 15.
Yeah, there it's 15. That is spectacular. So how long have you been swimming for?
Well, I started competitive swimming when I was 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ed, to you now, I imagine the training is pretty intense. You've just come from swimming training this morning.
Yes.
Like, how many days a week are you doing it?
Oh, I'm doing about 8 sessions a week and about 4 gym sessions a week as well. And
wow.
Yeah, this term we're starting Pilates as well, so it's going to be quite a busy schedule.
It's a massive commitment. I think people forget that, you know, they see the gold, the medals and the finish line, but you guys put in so much work.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So how many training sessions? So it was 4 in the gym?
Yeah, 8 in the pool, and then a Pilates session as well.
Wow.
And you've got school on top of that.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
School's having to take a bit of a backseat at the moment.
Is it really?
Yeah, don't tell them that. But
don't tell your teachers that.
That's okay. We'll keep that one on the down low. And Mark, you're looking after quite a number of students in the swimming squad. What swimming squad is it called again?
Ballarat Gold.
Ballarat Gold, yeah.
Gold.
And how many kids are you actually looking after?
Oh, look, we've got probably upwards of about 90 kids.
Wow.
Through different ranges and different squads. So it's, but I've got a great bunch of coaches behind supporting me as well. So Ed's brother James is one of them, my son Josh.
Yep.
Janessa Fitzgerald, Ellie Hennig, Abby Pierce.
Yep.
Gus O'Keefe. So we've got a really great core of coaches, so it makes my job pretty easy.
And Mark, do you see a lot of, like, kids and swimmers start young and then progress through the ranks and you've got them for a while while they're learning to swim and continuing their journey?
Yeah, look, that's probably what we try and do, Jack, and it's sort of you want them for a long time, not a short time.
Yes.
And so a lot of places go really hard really early, whereas we probably go the other way. We go a little bit slower.
Yep.
We try and teach them the skills and hopefully they enjoy what they do.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want it to be enjoyable because then they're more likely to stick around.
Well, that's it. And these two are a testament, plus the other guys that went, Cooper Sutherland, Dane Snyder, Zoe's brother, Will Hind, Jack Lanyon. They all went there and I better not forget Charlie Snare, but they enjoy what they do.
Yeah.
And when you watch them at Nationals, the camaraderie they had with each other and the support they had for each other when they were out of the pool, whether they had a good swim or a bad swim, that's what you do it for. Like, yes, we want the medals and so on, but it's more about the relationships that we can build and hopefully they're long-lasting relationships.
Yeah. And how did you cop being the interviewed on the side of the pool after the races as being the loudest coach?
Yeah, well, look, we're renowned for that, Jules, unfortunately. Yeah. But look, it's...
I wouldn't say unfortunately.
Well,
I would say wear that as a badge of honour, being the loudest supporters on the side.
Yeah, look, we certainly give it a go because it's... There's not much else you can do. Once they're in the water, it's out of your control.
It's all up to them.
It's a matter of just letting them know we're behind them.
Yeah.
And I must thank my son for that because he's certainly, he led from the front and I just followed him. So it was really good to have it. But all the kids got behind the kids and it was just a great environment and also from other clubs as well.
Did you have, so you had the nine kids actually competing.
Yep.
Did you have some of the other kids from the club, from Ballarat Gold over there?
Yeah, we had, Ballarat had two swimmers as well, but we didn't see much of them. But
yep.
There were clubs like Geelong and Traralgon who the guys are really good friends with, who came over and supported them in the finals and different things,
That's
which
awesome.
Was really, it was lovely. And it sort of took me back a little bit. Like, it was great to have finals and Ed get his silver and gold, bronze medal, but to see that rapport with the kids and to have those relationships starting to build, you want to beat them.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you want to walk away as good people.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to build here.
Oh, I love that.
Athletes and good people in one listen. It's awesome.
Well, it's what we want because their career is so short, but their life is so long.
Yeah.
So we've got
how long
sure.
have you been doing this for, Mark?
About 23 years.
23
Jules.
Years at Ballarat Gold?
Yes, yep. Can't you tell? By the look of me, but no
never. Hair. Spring chicken.
Yeah, spring chicken, I don't know. But yeah, 23 years and it's just great.
Yeah.
I love it because you meet so many different people. You have challenges and there are times where you think, why do I bother? But the good times outweigh the bad times and the people you meet and the friendships you develop and that's really great.
Oh, I love that.
Is it true, now this is a bit of a silly question, is it true that if you pee in the pool, it turns blue?
Oh. Why would you bring it here?
Well, the swimmer coach. Well, swimmers. I don't know. I don't go in the pool because I'm worried that, you know, might turn blue.
Jack, I don't know, mate. I'm with you. I don't go in the pool too often, so we'd have to ask the kids. Does that happen, guys?
No, that is definitely
you're sure.
Of course you had to bring it into the gutter. We're celebrating these amazing athletes and their achievements over at the
we're all thinking it. We're all thinking
Australian
it.
Championships, and you brought it there.
Thank you, guys. You're unreal.
You are certainly doing amazing things. Ed, Zoe, and, of course, Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having us.